I'm thinking about wounds. I'm thinking we've had 2 weeks in a row of readings where the resurrected Christ makes a point to show his wounds to his disciples. I'm thinking it's strange that Jesus would be bearing his wounds in his eternal body. Wounds big enough and vivid enough to be touched. I'm thinking the strangest part, though, is that somehow the very things that killed him have become the things that prove he is alive. I'm thinking, do I have wounds? I have a crooked pinky that I dislocated during football practice that healed funny. I've got a couple of screws in my knee and an 8-inch scar from an old surgery. I'm thinking those aren't really wounds, though. I'm thinking about that time when I was a kid and that girl said that thing about my weight, and even though I was big, I felt so small. I'm thinking about the time that guy wrote that thing about my singing, and maybe he thought he was being helpful, but it felt so hurtful. I'm thinking I don't really want to think about wounds anymore, because the more I do, the more they start coming back, moments and interactions and experiences, and with them, the pain or the shame or the anger start coming back. Memories long since buried reemerge, old wounds that feel fresh. I'm thinking, I thought they were gone, but I guess they were just hiding. I'm thinking I don't want to bring those wounds with me into eternity. I want to leave all that hurt and that ugliness behind. I'm thinking other people probably have a lot worse wounds. I'm thinking about people who have seen or felt or heard or suffered deep wounds. Wounds that scar the body and sear the soul, break the heart and mangle the mind. I'm thinking we all have wounds. I'm thinking you probably don't want to bring your wounds with you into eternity either. I'm thinking about my boys and wondering, worrying, what wounds will befall them. Because I know enough to know that somehow, some way, they will. I'm thinking about how our wounds seem to stay with us even more than our successes. How we carry them with us through our life, hidden away, but always there, ready to be recalled when pressed on. I'm thinking our wounds can harden us in unhelpful ways, cause us to retreat from the world or other people, turn us inward and brittle, our pain masquerading as protection, our sadness as safety. I'm thinking that our wounds can come to define us. We become what has happened to us or been done to us, victims of circumstances and traumas that have been unfairly dispensed on us. I'm thinking a lot of this stuff is worth working through with a therapist. But I'm also thinking maybe there's something in our faith that can help us with our wounds. I'm thinking that if the resurrected Christ still had his wounds, but somehow those wounds had been transformed from the source of his death into proof of his life, then maybe part of what it means to believe in the resurrection is to believe that it is possible for me too to have my wounds healed. I'm thinking healed is not the same as erased. I'm thinking that if our wounds are always going to be a part of us, but we want to prevent them from defining us, then that means we need to find a way to be no longer afraid of them, no longer ashamed of them, no longer hurt by them. I'm thinking we could only do that if we had something even more powerful, even more defining to anchor onto. I'm thinking about the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I'm thinking, if that's true, then that identity precedes and supersedes everything else that happens to us. I'm thinking that means we are not what our wounds have made us. We are blessed and beloved children of God from the beginning and to the end. I'm thinking that defining ourselves first and forever as beloved children of God could help us to heal our wounds, because it would lessen the hold that they have on us. I'm thinking that knowing we are first and forever beloved children of God could make it possible to return to the site of our suffering and look for ways that grace and growth have blossomed from such desolate soil. I'm thinking that knowing first and forever we are beloved children of God could give us the courage to stare down our fear with eyes of faith, burning it away like the sun burns through the fog on a cool spring morning. I'm thinking that knowing we are first and forever beloved children of God would allow us to hold that cold lump of shame that sits in our souls with hands of heavenly love and warm it back into something vital and vibrant. I'm thinking that is still going to be hard. I'm thinking hard is not the same as impossible. I'm thinking that believing ourselves to be first and forever beloved children of God allows God to be the ground of our being and gives the Holy Spirit the chance to work through our wounds and heal them, to free us from them. I'm thinking that such freedom could possibly be one of the greatest gifts we could ever ask for, because it would free us to fully live and help us to experience this life with the fullness of joy and gratitude that it deserves. I'm thinking that would be our own kind of resurrection. I'm thinking that if I cannot be rid of my wounds, at least I could treat them with the even greater truth that, beloved, we are God's children now. And that that would transform them from sites of pain and death into sources of new life. I'm thinking that would mean our wounds might be some of the most important places for us to attend to. Because while they are scary and painful, they may also be the portals through which our faith and our life is renewed, just like the disciples. Which means, I'm thinking I need to keep thinking about my wounds.